Chaqam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Brothers and sisters, elders, that's us and last Friday of Ramadan. It went very quick, didn't it? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us, whatever from good deed we have done so far. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to get the most benefit out of the remaining moments and hours and perhaps days of Ramadan. Ramadan was a guest and came and is about to leave. Before it leaves us with very important questions. And those questions, of course, Ramadan is arrived with loads of gifts, loads of blessings, and loads of prayers, recitation of Quran, and all sort of good a'mal and good deeds. Now, of course, when Ramadan is about to leave, the question that did we fulfill the rite of Ramadan? If yes, alhamdulillah. If otherwise, then we still have some days left, at least 2 days, especially today. After Asr to Maghrib, the best time for repentance, the best time for seeking istighfar and making peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making peace with Quran and returning, coming back in final moments basically. What we have learned from Ramadan. We have learned from Ramadan, first of all, that a revolution is possible. A big change in our habits, in our routine, and in our schedules, a big change is possible. It is possible to wake up 3 in the morning. It is possible to go through the whole day without water, without nourishment, without food. It is possible. That means Ramadan taught us how to manage our things, our schedule, our routine, and our habits. Most of all, the big management and changes Ramadan can give us is in time and sleep and eating, which are most important for our daily lives, day to day. And another message of Ramadan was feeling the hunger. How bad feeling is that? Now imagine people feeling the same out of Ramadan, because of having no food and no water and no nourishment. So this gives us a chance to feel them and to put ourselves in their shoes and to put ourselves in their position so we can help them. The main message of Ramadan is gaining taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now, if we have got it, alhamdulillah, of course, less or more, how can we maintain this? Maintaining this is only possible by being around the mahal that we made, and adopt ourselves. Being punctual on namazes, being punctual on recitation of Holy Quran, and keeping an eye on our deeds, that is the mahal we made. And obviously, not disconnecting with masjid, and doing some nafils, especially after Isha and Fridays at home, like Huffaz were reciting for us, we can recite some surahs to our family and households so they can refresh the memories of Ramadan all the time in back of their minds. And just to keep them going up until next Ramadan, inshallah. And finally, a couple of reminders, gentle reminders, about the first day of Eid. As we are approaching to the end of Ramadan, inshallah, we will have Eid al-Fitr, inshallah. A couple of short reminders. First of all, for those who it's just for our precaution that there is no nafil namaz or there is no namaz at all between Fajr and the Eid prayer and the day of Eid. So no namaz, no tahiyatul masjid, no ishraq, no nothing. Once we have done our Fajr namaz in masjid or in house, at the time of Eid, we just come straight to masjid, inshallah. Repeating the takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Repeating this softly to the masjid. And then in masjid, please do not get engaged with worldly talks. Just straight to masjid, inshallah. Get engaged with recitation of Quran, recitation of reading of takbirat, and reading of Durood Sharif, or at least sitting in masjid. And obviously, doing ghusl, using atar, putting new clothes on, using miswak, they are sunnah, and come from different ways, use different routes for coming to masjid and going to home, inshallah. And most importantly, please do give your sadaqat zakatul fitr or sadaqatul fitr before namaz of Eid, it should be given. And another very important thing is the day of Eid is for visiting the families as well. Despite of all other virtues, especially those families that we have fallen out, we don't talk with them. If we are in the wrong, we go and seek forgiveness from them. And if they are in the wrong, we forgive them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us, inshallah. That is really important as well. Unfortunately, it's getting forgotten nowadays. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us whatever we have heard, all our good a'mals, inshallah, all our good deeds, and give us tawfiq to do more and forgive our shortcomings. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.